Whānau, we are here live on Irirangi Wāte as well as our Wāte News Facebook page. So if you have any questions, and thanks very much to all those people who made comments and had questions, well, mainly comments, to our kōrua who were working on the Māma Aroha app. Wonderful. Thanks very much for that. Well, Protect Aotea. Led by Hapu Ngāti Rewa Ngāti Wai ki Aotea lodged a judicial review against the Environment Protection Authority and Ports of Auckland in the High Court to protect their moana Aotea. Here to talk to us about this, our good friend, our very good friend, Mare Kura, Kelly Clink. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe, sister. Thank you so very much for joining us again on Irirangi Wāte. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora, Claudette. Yeah, it's good to be here. Well, it's sad to be here that we're still fighting these issues, but, you know, it's good to get it out and to let people be aware of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here again because it's never ending, isn't it? I mean, you know, so another court case, another judicial hearing review against, again, you know, the EPA, again, against Ports of Auckland around the dumping of sludge and paru-paru. How far, just give us a bit of a background about just how far you have come from to get to this stage yet again.
I think
it's kind of like a circle, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's almost like 2 years ago in June 2019, we were in court with the EPA and Coastal Resources Limited over the 250,000 cubic metres wanting to be out at the northern disposal area, so the NDA, which was just off the coast of Aotea. So this site is actually, So then Ports of Auckland, just after that, were granted by the EPA a non-notified consent to dump up to 2 million cubic metres of sludge into the Cuvier dump site, so the CDS. And so in that 2 million, they can dump up to 450 cubic metres a year. So they can do a quick 2 years of a real intense dumping out there. And then come and then slow it down over the next 8 years. But for us, that's a non-notified in the EEZ. So that's one application. And then in the RMA, which they applied for and we went in and we wrote the submissions and then we actually presented at the hearing, there was a big group of us. There was eight of us from different hapu iwi around. And we went and provided the mātauranga for the moana out there. And still, Auckland Council granted it, you know, without really, you know, it's really, again, this box-ticking process that we continuously see. And so here today, we're in the Environment Court, and I think I was in the Environment Court last week on Monday, and that was over jurisdiction issues. So looking at really whether they could unbundle. So for Māori, what I was pushing for Māori, you can't have the dumping without looking at the dredging, or you can't look at the dredging without looking at the dumping. You have to look at it holistically. So in the Environment Court on Monday, they heard our submissions, they heard our affidavits. But yesterday I was just like, no, we need to push this. We really need to raise the awareness. We need to, in the High Court, I still am going to push for those non-notified dump sites to be overturned. I would like to see a total halt to dumping in the marina, full stop. I mean, that would be, that's the ultimate goal at the end of all of this, I think, is the appropriate, because you can't isolate all that dumping. They try to say you can. And it's like, you know, with the EEZ, and we need to be careful here, it's a land grab or another sea grab. And they're calling it so that the Crown is sort of saying, well, it's a really no one's in there. When we do our MACAs, we're only looking in the RMA and the 12-mile. But I'm pushing it out and really giving where our fishing grounds are and where we fished. And they are, we will be voiceless in the EEZ if we don't continuously stand up to these atrocities, to these, you know, EPA thinking they can do as they will, with little regard for Māori. And so that's where we're at.
So you mentioned Maka there, and that's really important because we can't let that act go in terms of this particular issue. It's not the only issue, actually, but how important is us to be mindful around Maka and how that impacts on the issues that are facing Aotea, as an example?
I think we've got to be really careful because we will be voiceless. There'll be nothing. And I think I talked to you a few weeks ago with the MPA when the 18 lights, and they wanted the marine protected area. And to me, that was alarm bells. How, you know, we haven't been consulted. They didn't come to the island and talk to us. We don't know what's going on. And then once those MPAs go in, we don't have any rights in there and we're still under a crown construct. And I think it's a really dangerous territory to go in. And I think if we don't get a grasp of this now, there will be nothing left. By the time, and you know how long Maka, I mean, we've only just started our overlapping now, how long this process is going to take. And the way that they're moving the Moana so fast and ferociously, really, there will be nothing left for Māori to look after or be kaitiaki of.
And
the other thing, though, Claudette, sorry, I really want to push this out because last week in court, and I talked to Dale about it, and I've always talked about how Māori, you know, sometimes with Crown agencies, they'll just get a group of Māori or any old Māori and do a box-ticking enterprise. And what I witnessed at court on Monday is, again, a Pākehā-led environmental group coming into the court system and speaking or trying to speak to mana whenua issues. I really find that is a dangerous space for us because that's our space. And once we let that door open, man, you know, we will be really voiceless because everyone else will be speaking for us bar the true tangata whenua, tangata moana. And so...
Can I just pick up on that point and say, who's allowing these environmental groups to speak to mana whenua issues and also be heard? You know, these organisations like EPA and POAL, they are listening to those groups. Who's allowing them to slip in like this?
I think it's more in the court system. This is where I've seen it, where they're placing in affidavits. I've had to go to their lawyers and ask them to retract them. And it's really keeping an eye over those spaces, you know, and making sure that when we go in, that they've got the backing. And I suppose, you know, in my press release today, all those hapuiwi that I've listed have all written letters of support. So they're not just one person, they've gone back to their people and made sure that I would have that support behind us.
Because that's a double-edged sword that we're fighting there. We're not only fighting the legal system and going to the high courts and fighting POAL, but actually they're using the law to further, speak their laws by allowing these other environmental groups to come in and speak. So they're using the law against us, you know, to further silence us. That's what we're watching.
Recolonizing. That's what I said. Stop it. We can speak for ourselves. We know our history. We don't need you to speak anymore. It has. I'm probably getting blinking a lot of hate over this, but you know, I think we've been silenced far too long, and it's like, allow us, we're educated, we can speak, we know our own people, we know our own ways. I think and I always sort of say to people, stay in your own lane, build a highway. You know, we have ours and we can move in it, but you know, we don't come into Atarohi and tell them what to do. So why would we allow again a Pākehā organisation to come in? I think it's a real dangerous space. And it was funny, it was the first time I'd actually witnessed it on Monday. It was like, whoa. And I thought, you know, alarm bells were hitting me while I'm in court. I was like, well, you know, if this is happening and if Māori aren't present at those court hearings, how dangerous is that for our people?
Yeah, good point. Very good point. So where to from here?
Where to from here?
And,
still,
you know, what you is know, the like, time frame for response?
Time frame. So at the moment, I've got about 7 court cases on at presently. We're still in the jurisdiction waiting for the outcome of that case from Monday, so that'll take a couple of months. We've filed into the High Court, so it's really setting down a date for the hearing, which will probably be in Wellington, because it's where our last EPA case was, so we'll get prepared to head down for the, you know, down in Wellington again.
And we'll be there again ringing you up, asking for a, you know, for an update. Thank you so very much for talking to us about this. I just wondered if you're able to give a comment on the newly elected Ngāti Wai Ki Aotea board that was...
Ngāti
Rehua. Ngāti Rehua. Aroha.
I'm very, very happy. I've been there from day one. I worked right through. I was on the administration. I did the two. Oh, man, we worked really hard. And so many people worked really hard for justice. And it prevailed. Our people got to speak. Our database had integrity. Let's leave it at that. And it was spoken by election services that our database was corrupted, and that it lacked integrity. So, you know, to bring it back and to fight these, and it was sad for us to fight our own people, but sometimes, you know, to do what's right for our people in the long run, to do what we can for the environment, I think we're in a really good space moving forward. And I'm really, really stoked. It was we had a few celebrations on Saturday. It's been a 5-year battle. And so, it was nice that we won Saturday. We got our AGM, we got our resolutions. Our people and Kaumātua were respected, they were heard. They have put in a lot of effort to get over the whakapapahui, because we had to redo the database. That means validation. And it was a lot of work for a lot of our Kaumātua, so I take my hat off. And, we're really happy. I'm really happy to be doing the transition and handing it all over and retiring from that.
Ka pai. It has been a very long battle, so congratulations to everybody that worked tirelessly to get to this point. Do we have a chair?
Not yet. I'm waiting. I'm like, come on, guys, everything's coming in. Let's move. As soon as it comes out, you'll know. But we've got really 5 really good people who have the mandate that the people have spoken. And it was nice that for once they were heard. And we had a really legit, AGM. And I have to say, we have to thank Tawhaki Awhiaki, who was our interim chair, who did an outstanding job. It was a tough one for him, but he got us over the line, got us to an AGM. It'd been 6 years nearly since we'd had an AGM.